passing over
atmospherically, I'm thinking like Repo Man meets Wings of Desire.
Straight to hell.
Let's see, meets Ghost World, meets Welcome to the Dollhouse, meets Julian Donkey Boy.
Meets Apocalypse Now.
I think we can work Repo Man in, like, all the sleazy car dealers in Portland. And, like,
I like the charm of having something mysterious and dangerous hidden in the back of a Chevy Malibu.
What happened to the idea of the writers doing the...
The writers conceive it.
Like an hour proof of concept.
The writers conceive it while the driver, like, looks, scans for location.
Yeah, I think maybe two of these things at the same time. That's a pretty good working way.
I think that's a good.
So like every crew's job is to try and do one of these things, and then another one of these things, and then another one of these things.
Yeah, I think.
Or maybe two of these things at the same time. That's a pretty good working way.
I think that's a great. We could do this like a genetic algorithm, where you know you just start out with a scene and like it works out.
We have to check back. We have to.
It works. You come back and you check off
within a certain number of hours.
And when you're done with one, you come back and check it off, so people know that you've already done that one.
No. Every group can do. I mean, they can overlap.
Oh, good idea.
Could do three or four.
But what if they're like? Maybe we should. What if one gets done like, five times?
Then you've got your continuity.
What if people want to trade off between groups?
That's cool. I think probably the way to go would be
to make like. So they got. Like separate departments that are in somewhat more control of one aspect of the movie than others are, because we're already getting into sort of.
I think what would solve the whole like different actor complication is to have one recurring actor through the whole movie, like the person jumping off the bridge.
But then that person is going to be really busy.
Well, or it could be maybe three main actors, and they at times they meet each other, but they also have separate scenes.
Units that would follow and take care of single actors. And the unit, the actors would be dependable to show up and to do what they're told, and the units would have to come up with what to tell the actor, and then the units behind each actor's, okay, the cells behind each actor.
Leaderless resistance.
Communicate between each other, and they could take care of, it'd be sort of like three hierarchies, or, you know, multiple hierarchies.
We're going to have a small pool of actors who are going to be shared between several small film crews and film story crews.
I think that'd be a good.
And the film story crews are going to have the job of doing
film and story crews each of back together every few hours and like
No. It seems to me like a crew has got to have a story and film in one place so you can come up with a story while you're there. It's not
exactly.
Like you can
Like, but for like meta purposes, we all the cells, all the groups have to come back together.
Well, or if not physically reporting back to here, reporting via the website or the or the phone.
How many cameras do we have?
Everybody who's got a camera for this weekend, raise your hand now. Raise it up high. Video camera. One, two, three.
He's got the high eight, four.
I got the digital eight.
So we have five.
There's also a second high eight one
four.
We have that doesn't have a battery.
Isn't that what your hand is for?
What's it?
Isn't that what your hand is for? Oh, so but Josh was raising his hand too.
Yeah, you got the Graces.
One more time.
So we got five.
So I got the high with no battery.
Okay. You've got one. You've got one.
Yeah.
We can shoot blue screen with that.
Cameras.
Okay.
Any set that we can't.
I would suggest we have one unit that's sort of the cement framework unit that shoots the connecting scenes.
Look at this. If we made Bobby Isosceles God,
like involved in keeping it all together.
Right? Yeah.
You know. Bobby Isosceles God.
I don't see
Search
Bobby
the ultimate. There's God right there again. The Earth is exploding. That's why he's committing suicide. These become planets that he visits in a search for delivering the tape from God.
Yeah, including a planet where everybody is a monkey or robot.
And the distributor has to save the world.
Yeah, and he travels around
by delivering the tape
and planet to planet.
Saves the world.
Should avoid world saving.
The space van.
What do you have against worlds?
There is a space van model being developed.
Yes, this is the spaceship.
Oh, space van right there.
Oh, cool, so we have a stunt.
This would be for blue screen, like space.
Have a blow up
so space. My lizard can attack.
In other words, what we could do, if this is sounds good...
I have a box full of smoke bombs at my house.
What? Light a match.
Brady also has a fog machine. Do you still have your fog machine?
I have a fog machine and a strobe light.
Right on.
I'm only counting four cameras.
So okay.
There's
an high eight. There's,
I have one.
But we you can, have one. Josh has one. I have one. John has one.
Four. And then Dave there has one.
Yeah, we just talked about it. He has a film camera.
Oh, a film camera.
Yeah. You got any film?
It's really cool, but do you know anybody?
If you can get it transferred, if you can transfer it to video in less than... Oh, man.
I called him sick.
If anyone has credit cards, you can return them.
So, oh, can we get a tax deduction?
Four views is probably a good number of views.
I think that's
true. Josh, do you want to float your framework again?
Yeah. No, we do need to get more structure, figure out who has cell phone,
who has car. Yeah, we got to form the units, basically.
Before you allow it, you can just set it at time. Say, okay, we need to hear at this time after you're done filming.
Make sure we can get
Well, it seems like the camera is sort of the center of each unit.
Yeah. Cell phone would be form a unit, if possible.
Yeah.
We have some walkie-talkies.
So let's write down...
Aren't walkie-talkies only good for about 2 miles?
Do you want to write down the... Start writing down the units? Okay.
That might be good for the bike.
I'm writing you direct.
Okay, I'll be...
Oh, yeah. Cover bail. We'll take care of our legal liabilities.
Yes, we need your licenses.
So,
I say we start with each cameraman being the head of a unit, or not necessarily head, but like the center,
like cornerstone of the unit.
So, are there only four? Yeah, there's four. Okay,
that we can count on, right?
Whether we can count on.
And one of them's stationary.
Oh,
that can be. Oh, we can use that for indoor stuff.
Adapter or something.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't have power.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we can use that for the just the blue screen stuff that we shoot here and other connecting kind of shots.
Are there people who just want to do like background work that don't really want to be like they want to do post production sort of stuff like editing and blue screen and
costume building?
Is there anybody
set building
really just wants to do that?
Right.
Well,
the next thing we should do is figure out who wants to be actors.
Yeah.
But I don't think
who wants to be an actor? I'll be an actor.
Okay, who wants to be actors? Arms up.
Hey, write down the actors.
You're all elected actors. Everyone should be actors.
Well, everybody can wander into the scene.
The people who really want to be actors will automatically get a key role in the acting. Anybody else better be ready to act should it come.
Yeah, anyone
should
you be needed.
Next is anyone in Portland, right?
Right. Including Mayor Katz.
This is your true daughter. They can be actors.
All right, actors. Actors.
Actors, hands up. Keep those hands up. I want you to imagine, I want you to play the role of a person who's holding his hand up. His or her hand, and you can
try to imagine what it would be like if your hand was up. Just get into that character.
See, he believes.
You're reaching for something. Very important.
You're volunteering for something.
Growing.
Work with me.
What's your name?
Justin.
Justin's active. That's enough.
Okay. Should we put Fina up?
Well, she's going to be stuck with me. If I'm camera, she's going to be.
So those are core actors, and they'll be available when needed. And then,
now, how many of those people have transportation, though?
Within the group,
being a core actor, you're going to have to be able to get across town and stuff.
Well, unless the crews just travel together to wherever they go.
I can be the actor mobile because I can fit up to 8 people.
Okay.
Yeah, I could fit everybody. Bless you.
Okay. So then, and the camera crews, obviously the camera owners are gonna be the top. Unless anybody's got a camera that they're gonna lend to somebody else. The camera I have, I was promised not to let anybody else use it. So does somebody want to be a camera person? Who doesn't have a camera?
I.
Oh, I have a tripod too. If we need an extra tripod.
Why don't we make bank? Why don't you run one of the cameras? You want to run one of the cameras?
Well, the last time, I'd be willing to. Yeah, right. But the last time I did it, I like left it on night mode or something.
I have to wait for you.
Okay, yeah, I'd be willing to. Okay.
Just remember, science fiction. Thing
sequence.
Here's a question. I know that we get much better results if every camera crew also had a sound person who has some kind of directional mic.
Mm-hmm. I have a mic.
We have one directional mic.
I have several big mics.
You have a directional
what sort of?
I have a.
How time intensive would it be?
One
of
them
on is a directional, like.
Shotgun. The mic looks like a gun. It could be a.
Well, the hard part is syncing.
It's,
I mean,
semi-directional.
It's a lot easier to.
It's an audio
record right onto the video.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you probably have to get that pretty close to someone's face to make for it to work.
But I mean.
Well, I mean, even a directional mic.
I was planning on recording like ambient sound and stuff separate from the dialogue.
That way, we can dub it. Don't have to worry about that. I guess.
I've
right
recorded. Lars has got one. He's coming.
Tomorrow would be great, though.
Is tomorrow? Is everybody agreed that tomorrow is the shooting or bank?
We could even do some shooting tonight if we.
Just like, we're just going out now and doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's light till like 9 o'clock. Yeah. So
if you have an idea that's pressing.
Well, it's going to be perfect time for those angst-filled sunsets pretty soon.
Yeah. So. On Mount Tabor.
Oh, we should probably arrange costume people. That should be done tonight, eh?
Yeah.
We're going to have to need costume, or people to design
costume stuff first.
Do I get to be a French maid?
Well, it would be a good idea to have a costume French maid.
We should have a couple people who are willing to help out with sound
size. I think it's like some
Yeah, who started?
They would just have their numbers, and if a crew needs a costume, they can call around and try and find something.
So, Bank, in your concept of going out right now,
yeah.
Right. For instance, let's say
let's get
you
some
had
random
a camera right
that
now.
Don't require a costume.
If you had a camera right now, what would you go
shoot? What would I go shoot? I don't know. I just like whatever group I was with, I'd go with the dynamic to concoct a scene that fit and film it.
So I'd say what we need.
I have a scene that I could perform right now.
Okay.
I'd love to not say
more.
And if it worked its way into the movie, great. And if it didn't, oh well. It's just DV tape. That's
it. Well, I'd go up to Mount Tabor. With either a mannequin or banked, or banked and a mannequin.
Are you saying Bank's bored? What is your problem?
And I would say, so how do you feel about how it all turned out, Mr. Anderson? And he'd look at me,
and that's the
God.
And I'd ask him again, and then I'd throw the mannequin, or banked and the mannequin, off of Mount Tabor.
Into the reservoirs?
Yes. And get attacked by ducks.
Good locations to get stills from?
I think Grand, wherever the writers go should have alcohol.
We could write it on the board.
Writers definitely need alcohol.
Oh yeah, alcohol wranglers. Something like that.
Though. Is somebody
booze hounds
transcribing?
Do
we need to do that?
Believe me.
Do you want to do that?
Well, I've already got some going.
Maybe.
To further details from the plot.
Are you guys okay with?
Well, we don't have a plot yet.
I know, but we need.
Here's the plot.
Deviate from.
Exactly. Sit in the sun.
Gotta know the rules.
Contemplate suicide. Sit in the sun. Contemplate suicide.
Oh, it's
God comes down out of the sky. Something like that.
And shows them what the world would be like.
See, the movie's made in editing room.
Right.
No.
Four different possibilities.
And he says, please. No. So he gives him.
When you're older, you'll understand. Let me show you where the horse did me.
So he gives him.
Something happens.
He gives him. No, he gives him something that he has to take.
If we can do that.
Out.
I think the plot's
space,
the most important thing.
So he builds. Right. He builds a spaceship out of his mannequin. Right.
Right.
Well, no, then he flies to the four planets.
This is easily doable.
So God comes out of the sky, tells him to go build a spaceship out of his van. He does that. And then he's off to the four planets. Now we got you.
God planets. Should also tell him to exercise his demons.
Wait, but we need
his
who
demons
has a van?
His neighbors.
Right there. And we got a model that matches it exactly.
Okay. All right, I have a suggestion. I think Steve's idea of splitting up and getting stock footage and then also a group of people putting together solid at least
scenes.
Globs. Real yeah, scenes. At least scenes of a plot.
Like to work
because I think right now a good framework for a plot, which may or may not involve four planets and suicide and vans.
Vans.
I want there to be a spaceship.
Yes, I think everyone wants there to be a spaceship.
Flower bomb.
So if we can agree on that, then we can...
Good, if we don't have a good framework, then we're just going to be running around and bumping into each other. And I think that's the one thing. That's going to be really good energy once we have a framework.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if
there's... Well, you're always laughing.
So
okay,
if
we have the framework...
No, that's what I'm saying. We should...
We should be dealing with strength.
How about we go around and nominate feasible tasks? Like, everyone think of a feasible task they could do.
Right now.
Yes.
Puppets!
Well, right now, somebody...
How would we know what feasible
you're
going
to do the closing scene in the next couple hours.
Okay, let's split off into groups. People who like shouting out.
I didn't know I was...
Just go out and shoot.
Two groups.
Yeah, people like... Give me a camera. Wait to see in an hour. Yeah. Everybody wants to stay here and work something out.
Right.
Well, that's what I was hoping we'd do meta stuff tomorrow and just go out and shoot scenes tonight.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'd rather...
We're going to come up with a framework now, then let's all... Or let's...
Yeah, I'd rather do the framework first.
We could do...
Personally.
Who wants to write?
Well, that just makes it less fun when you're editing.
Wait, before the people who are going to run out, I want to, like, lay out some logistic things. First of all, any paper stuff you have, save.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This just, like, has nothing to do with the movie, so it'll distract us nicely. Second of all, there's all sorts of stuff in the garage that you can use. Like, there's water, and there's the other canvas tapes and stuff in there. And I think that's about it. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, it's posted on, it was on the board, but there's,
it's
if anyone wants to update the web page for any reason, listed there is how to do it. There's like a little log on the web page. So that's one thing, if anybody wants to do that at some point, to like let someone else know, please use that. Because that's what people will be looking for who aren't here right now, too.
And what's the...
So if you want to say, like, anyone who wants to jump off the Burnside Bridge with a bungee cord, show up at this time. You know, just post it up there. But with, like, Gracie's taking no responsibility.
Do you want to give out your phone number for here so that people can check in here? No. So if people need to check in, just come here physically?
Or email. But, I mean, I won't be here.
Well, that's what I was thinking, they could look at the web page.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
If somebody
but how many people are
going to
have access to email to keep that up to date?
Well, that's why I think also cell phones would be good.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you can, like, use my cell phone, too, as, like, a central thing or something. I think...
Well, each group would be...
So I would not... I don't answer it anyway, so...
Okay.
I have a suggestion. May I still
go to work? At 10.
Who's got bikes?
Well, are there some writers that are going to go off and try to do some writing?
Let's go to Seth. Is your place?
Okay. Is my Seth?
Is your Seth?
What would you like to do there?
Write and drink alcohol.
Copies of our idea cards.
Great.
So that
each
crew can have one at all times.
Nice. I'm going to go to Seth's and write and drink. Who else wants to come?
Sure.
I can drive.
We can tell you where that is, too.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go to the waterfront and shoot angst-filled hitmen scenes.
Maybe you should go with Banks.
Okay.
Can I go with
But we already have...
I have
I mean,
all
that's info. Two cameras in one place.
Yeah.
I'll be in a writing room like come midnight. So
should we meet back here at 10?
Okay.
Does that sound good? Does everyone want to meet back here at 10?
Everybody who can, you know?
Okay.
Just come back at 10. If you got something else, don't.
So, Seth, where did you say?
And if you're not here, I guess look at the website.
Same building for
404. Yeah.
Or
call one of the
numbers on there.
Not 204!
Tomorrow, so if I'm not here for any reason and somebody needs me to show up and film something.
Okay, does anybody need actors? Do you need an actor?
I would need an actor.
But there's no doorbell.
Do you need an actor?
I have no idea. I have no script.
I've been trying to narrow it down, but that's not what's going on.
Well, why don't we have like the groups of actors stay with, go with either one of the people who are going and shooting right now. So, I don't know. If you follow a camera? Yeah, exactly.
Follow your nature.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to view the footage that they get. I don't have any urge to be there while they shoot it.
Really?
Not at all.
You can ask him, I guess.
Can I go with you, Steve?
Sure.
We're going to shoot some stock footage of angsty hitmen.
I guess so.
Do you have hitmen? Do you have a hitman?
Did you say you had a gun?
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
You better be careful because somebody sees you with that. It looks so real.
Really?
I had a state police officer go, what the hell is that?
Oh, wow.
Go, it's a toy. He's cocked it. He's like, all right.
It actually cocks?
Oh, yeah. It cocks like a 9mm.
Wow.
Let's not play with any guns.
Do you have any less realistic looking guns?
Can we get water guns?
No, you need a license for those.
Man, too. I'm totally willing for somebody to call me up and tell me that they're my director and they have a script for me to shoot. And that they want me to go someplace and start shooting.
John.
A suggestion for tonight. How about everyone who gets access to a camera just go out and try to like film something that relates to one of these subject matters.
Can you hear me?
And then we can screen them. And then figure out how to go from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And like that way we'll have.
I don't think we have time to screen all the footage that we're going to take.
Well, we'll see.
We'll screen. We'll like see like the good bits, or we'll do something. Yeah.
We'll excerpt it for like an hour and then discuss and maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully form some more cohesion.
Who wants to be in myself?
Sure, we shouldn't call this a 365 day movie.
Okay.
What is your cell doing?
Who wants to be the camera person
backwards
for our cell? Steve. How about you?
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My hands shake.
Does anyone need to go to a club? Did you?
Oh, I could go to a club.
There
you go. With the guys in the B complex, okay. There's a chance that not tonight, but tomorrow night, they're going to have a rave going on there at 6 a.m.
Ooh, that'd be a great scene.
Yeah. Bad.
How could that fit in
so
with one of these?
Raves always fit in.
Sure. Like planets.
But,
Planet rave.
Whatever crew goes there, I should be with.
The day the Earth explodes at the rave.
Right. And you have to film, you know, within the context of actual music being played. So, of course, you don't get to, like, blow stuff up.
Oh.
Well.
All right, that's out.
How many movies are we going to have there?